नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्वेशे नमः। लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु taught the world that the essence of all religious principles is to show compassion to others. We sung this beautiful principle this morning in one of the beautiful prayers of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. To show compassion to others by distributing the fruit of pure love of God, serving the Vaishnavas who have given their hearts and souls in the loving service of the Lord, and sincerely endeavoring to acquire a genuine taste for the chanting of the holy names and hearing the glories of the Lord. This is the essence of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Srila Prabhupada wrote in one purport that the purpose of the preachers of the Krishna consciousness movement is not simply to defeat people through argument and logic, but our purpose is to transform people's hearts by inducing them to develop a taste for the chanting of the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Shushru shro shridadanasya vasudeva katharuchi syan mahatsevaya viprapundya tiratana sevana. One can acquire this higher taste for hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting by serving the great souls. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. Krishna is none different than his name. All of the powers and potencies of Krishna are within his name because Krishna manifests himself in his name. Krishna tells in Sri Bhagavad Gita, Ye yathamam prapadyante thams tathaiva bhajamyaham mama vartmanu vartante manushya parata saravash. That he reveals himself according to how we surrender to him, according to how we please the Lord will manifest himself in his divine narration, in his divine name, in the form of the deity. So the essential object of our life is how to please Sri Sri Radha Madhava. When the Lord appears in this world, the Lord practically demonstrates how he is pleased. In Sri Vrindavan Dham, Krishna, how he manifested his sweetest opulences to give pleasure to his devotees. Krishna's Radharaman, ultimately his life and soul is to give pleasure to Sri Radharani, and Radharani's life and soul is only to give pleasure to Krishna. And because ultimately all bhakti emanates from Srimati Radharani, the principle of bhakti is so powerful that Krishna's greatest joy is to be subordinate to the love of his devotees. Krishna carries the shoes of Nanda on his head. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little boy, he would cry, and the neighboring ladies would chant, because that was the only way to pacify him. When Nimai would cry, there was no greater pain in the 14 worlds to these devotees, because their life and soul was to see him happy, because they loved him. Love is the selfless giving of the heart for the pleasure of the object of love. There is no selfishness in love. The gopis of Vrindavan manifested this principle to the highest degree. They were willing to go to hell forever if it was to relieve Krishna for even a single moment of his headache. Their love was selfless. Therefore, Krishna told gopis that I can never pay the debt. I can never repay that debt, even in a lifetime of Brahma, that I owe you for your love. This is the eternal principle of the spiritual world, the reciprocation of love. So when Nimai would cry, it was the greatest urgent disaster in these people's lives to make him happy. And there was only one thing that would make him happy. When they all gathered together to clap their hands and blissfully sing the holy name. Something like that. And when Nimai was pleased with them, he would smile. That was his reciprocation with their love. His smile was so sweet, so oceanic in nectar, that when that beaming smile was cast upon them, their hearts literally flooded over in ecstatic love. And they didn't even know why. They had no idea or conception that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They simply loved him. Like in Vrindavan, the ladies of Srinavadvip, they loved Nimai more than their own children, more than their own lives. And when they would chant the holy names for his pleasure, little Nimai would run outside onto the streets, and whoever he would meet, he would beg them for some sandesh, for some rasgulla, for some bananas. And he was so small, so charming. He would smile at these vendors and he would say, give me sandesh. And they would just give him so much sandesh. And they would fill his hands and he would run back into the house and distribute it to all the ladies who were chanting the holy names. He would go out and beg for some coconuts, beg for bananas, and bring them back, not take anything for himself, distribute them to his devotees. In this way, the Lord wanted to show the world how he loves his devotees, how he serves his devotees, and to show us what will please him. When the Lord was living in Sri Jagannath Puri, every year devotees would come, 200 to 400 from Navadvip, Shantipur, Kulinagram, Srikanda, and the neighboring lands. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was at that time the crest jewel of all sannyasis, he would personally stand near the Ataranala, that ancient bridge, to greet them. He would personally offer garland, mala, and place it around each of their necks. He would place it personally with his own lotus hands, anoint their bodies with the chandan, sandalwood pulp. And then he would personally embrace the devotees with tears of love, then lead them back to his residence, Gambira, after they would see the Jagannath Darshan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally arranged nice accommodation for each devotee. Place for them to rest. He would personally arrange for their prasad. He would personally arrange servants for them. When they were all in Gambira, he was praising each devotee, embracing each devotee, showing his love, making nice arrangements for them. He asked, where is Haridas? They said, there is Haridas. Haridas was somewhere way out, not far, laying on the dust of the road in full prostration. So Lord Chaitanya said, bring him here. So one devotee ran out. Haridas is laying in the dust, saying prayers. Gauranga Mahaprabhu wants you to come. He said, I am too unfit. I am too contaminated and fallen and sinful. I have no right to be with the other intimate associates of the Lord in the Lord's own room. I am untouchable. So the devotee came back and reported that to Lord Chaitanya, and he accepted Haridas's humility. This is why Haridas Thakur is Namacharya. Trinadapi suniche na taror iva sihishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadhari. After the Lord arranged all the needs and wants of each devotee, he personally went out to Haridas on the roadside. Personally lifted up Haridas Thakur and made a special arrangement just for him. He knew that Haridas Thakur was too humble to ever enter into the temple of Jagannath, so he ranged in a nice garden just close by to Sri Jagannath Dev's temple and showed him that from where he would sit and chant the holy names, the chakra atop the mandir was always giving darshan. And by worshipping that chakra, he would get all the benefits of worshipping Sri Baladev, Subhadra, and Jagannath. And Lord Chaitanya would come every day from Jagannath temple. Jagannath himself, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would come out to give Haridas Mahaprasad with his own hands. And seeing him doing his 300,000 names, that's approximately 192 rounds, sometimes in the heat of the sun, in Jagannath Puri. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought a toothbrush of Jagannath and pushed it in the ground, and by his miraculous power, a beautiful buckle tree grew in just a matter of moments to give shade to his Thakur Haridas. This is how the Lord loves to serve his devotees. Why? Because the devotees love to serve the Lord. That is Vaikuntha. That is Goloka. That is spiritual consciousness. Reciprocation of loving service. On the other side of Jalangi, just beyond Simantadweep, there is a nice field. We have been there in previous yatra. In that field, Sri Mahaprabhu with his devotees were performing Nam Sankirtan. Dark blue clouds, formidable clouds, formed in the sky. There was thunder. It was evident that there was going to be
a major downpour of rain.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw there was not even any trees to protect them from the rain in that field. So the devotees were becoming a little concerned as they were chanting Harinam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Konte aprati janihi name bhakta pranashati. He loves to protect his devotees. He looked up at the clouds with a smile and clapped his hands, and within a moment, all the clouds vanished. Thus the devotees happily continued the chanting of the holy name. And one day, Lord Chaitanya, with Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas, Advaita, Haridas, Murari Gupta, all of his most intimate associates, they were performing Nam Sankirtan in this place. They were chanting all day long. It was hot. The devotees were very hungry and very thirsty. By the will of the Lord. So Lord Chaitanya took them to this very place that we are sitting. You cannot see it because it is dark, but somehow we are here. Actually, the darkness is very auspicious. Because when you can see, then sometimes you become distracted by what it looks like today. But when it's dark, you have to see through your ears. And Srila Prabhupada told us we should learn to see through our ears, not with our eyes. We must learn to see with the faith that we develop through hearing from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that his devotees, they were working so hard to chant his holy name to please him. They gave their lives for him. So to reciprocate with their love, he found one mango seed, a discarded mango seed. And with his own lotus-like hand, he dug a small hole in the ground here, planted that seed in the ground, and then covered with dirt. Right before everyone's eyes, immediately, a little sprout popped out of the ground. That little tiny sprout began to grow and grow and grow and grow until it became a plant. Then it grew more into a tree with branches and leaves, a huge, full-grown mango tree. All within a matter of seconds. To the great devotee's great astonishment, on that tree, countless little mango buds appeared. And they grew and they grew and they grew until they were fully ripened mangoes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then personally, with his own loving hands, picked one mango for each devotee, personally served each devotee one of these mangoes. These were very large mangoes, but they were not like any mango you have ever seen. They had no skin, no seed. They were pure nectar. They were so sweet that by eating these mangoes, all the devotees' innermost hearts' desires were fulfilled. This was not just mango juice. These mangoes were composed of pure prem ras, the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's love for his devotees. Therefore,
no devotee could eat more than one mango. Because one mango thoroughly satisfied their body, their minds, and their very soul. Completely satisfied. It was a mango festival. Every single day for 1 year, there was these freshly ripened Prem Ras mangoes. And every day the Lord took his devotees here and they would eat these mangoes. The Lord knows how to please his devotees. Because what does a devotee want? Only one thing. The love and the devotion that will please Sri Radha Krishna. That's our only satisfaction. If we can love the Lord in such a way that Sri Krishna is pleased with our offering. So what was the nature of this Prem Ras, this nectar of this mango? It increased their ecstatic love for Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna. They would eat these mangoes with profuse tears of ecstasy flowing from their eyes. As they were eating these mangoes, their hairs were standing on end and their limbs were trembling. Would you like to taste one of these mangoes? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the world to distribute these fruits of love of God. And he's giving that fruit. Cheto darapana marajanam bhava mahadavagnam. Anandam buddhivaradanam pratipadam punam pratashvadanam. He's giving that fruit through his own holy names. Haridas Thakur, when he was in Chandpur at that famous meeting arranged by Hiranya and Govardhan Majumdar, the father and uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami. He said the real goal of chanting the holy names is not economic development, sense gratification, religiosity, or even liberation. In fact, liberation is an insignificant byproduct of the real purpose of chanting the name. Lord Chaitanya has descended in his name to manifest within our heart the sweet nectarine fruit of prema, pure love. Service to the Vaishnavas, sincere chanting of the holy names, and helping the Lord distribute these fruits to others, which is the ultimate compassion. That is the path to the highest perfection. So here at Amagat, the place that the Lord performed this great mango miracle, let us pray. Let us pray sincerely from our hearts. Pray that our lives can be molded in such a way that we give such nice pleasure to Sri Krishna and the Vaishnavas, that he will want to bestow that fruit upon us. And that we help Sri Guru and Gauranga in distributing these fruits of prema bhakti to the world through the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Now it is dark, so I do not know what to do. Shall we go to the next place? Any of the organizers have an opinion on this subject? Nobody knows where they are. They have merged into the darkness. Well, anyways, somehow or other, please, everyone make it to the bus, and then we'll see where the buses take us. We were going to go to Harihara Kshetra. If it's too dark to go there, we'll just go back to the boats, and then we will take boats back to Sri Mayapur Chandrodaya Mandir. I thank you very, very much. We will have Harinam Sankirtan procession to the buses.